La 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 la. חברים, הקבוצות התורניות היום, היברו 10 וחיפה 2. נעבור עכשיו לשמוע קליפ של רבש.
Friends, the tens on duty are Hebrew 10. And let's hear a clip by Rabash.
A person cannot yearn for something he misses. Now, what is a great passion with a small passion? He asks, what is great yearning? What is small yearning? How do you measure it? According to the suffering. If a person wants something and he is tormenting over it, then we say he's got a big chisaron, big need for it. He yearns to obtain it. To what does he yearn? Again, he yearns to satisfy his need. Since he needs it, it pains him and he wants to calm the suffering down. Therefore, there are people. For example, what do you do with unanswered love? You put a bullet in your hand, in your head. He can't take his pain. This is called, so what does he want? To satisfy his need. They say, he wants to do good to his creations. He wants to give the lower one pleasure, satisfaction. To whom? If there is no deficiency, can you receive if you have no deficiency? The thing he needs, without a need, you can't receive. It turns out that the Creator, who wants to give us pleasure, gave us a kli, a vessel, called yearning. What is it? Let's look. Everything a person looks at and sees some pleasure, he wants it. If he doesn't want it, if he doesn't yearn for it, he doesn't find any taste in it. But something he does find flavor in, he makes every effort to obtain it. And it also depends on how much he needs it, right? Now let's think a little bit. If we say that the Creator wants to do good to the created being, to give them pleasure, to whom? Therefore, he created in them the pleasure, a great deficiency that they want to satisfy, to fill. It says that a desire can be, as we say in corporeality, for something that a person already sees, so he yearns for it. But when he created the first deficiency, the first chisaron in Ovyut, of Prina Aleph, the first level of Yud. What does he want? What does he yearn for? Therefore, we learn that the light and the kli, the vessel, the deficiency and the filling created at once. This is called Chokhmah. In other words, all that he wants to give, the delight and pleasure, this is called light. And the one that receives the light, the recipient of the light, is called Chokhmah. So, if we learn that I see corporeality, why don't we see, we only see nature. That a filling without a deficiency, so we don't feel the filling, the pleasure, it turns out that although all the light of Chokhmah, all the delight and pleasure in the Sphere of Chokhmah, he doesn't enjoy it. For example, we are sitting here. Who's enjoying our sitting? But if a person walks around for several hours, or he travels standing up, or looks someplace to sit, now he enjoys it. It turns out that the kli for reception of pleasure, we see why? We don't know. It's called a deficiency, chisaron. It turns out for to whom from Chokhmah received, who from Chokhmah received the light, there was no place for a chisaron yet. So the delight and pleasure, he had it, but who enjoyed it? For example, I don't know if I can say it, but I'll say it about everything else, never mind. In Toan Mitzvot, there was a Tzimtzum, where everything we don't correct, as long as we don't correct ourselves, to come out of the Tzimtzum, the restriction and the concealment, but we can aim in order to bestow, then we begin to attain the delight and pleasure that exist in the Torah, and then begins the work of the Creator. What is the work? Not to receive the delight and pleasure, except in order to bestow.
Yes, friends. And after having heard of Baruch Shalom Levi Ashlag's words, let's discuss the question together. With what demand from the Creator wants? Sorry, how do we help out the ten prepared vessel, a deficiency, a yearning for spiritual pleasure, love of friends and feelings, with the intention in order to bestow? How do we help out the ten prepared vessel, a deficiency, a yearning for spiritual pleasure, love of friends, feelings, with the intention in order to bestow?
It all depends on the importance of the goal, and for this I have to show you here in the lesson how important it is to me, and eternally pray that the friends will have a yearning to cling to the Creator. Have you know?
Yes, actually, I'm very much impressed by the friends from the effort everyone makes, the exertion. It also makes me want to run after you and to make an effort to demand, to request. We can always remember that we have this before the prayer, we have the preparation for preparation. To have a lack, we can ask over. And we see the world is demanding this so much already. It's actually pushing us towards the Creator.
Personal example. And hitkalilut, intermingling or integration of.
You give them the importance of the goal, which is a good thing, yearning for eternal, for spiritual pleasures, which are eternal. It's good to go into that, delve into that. There are Kabbalists who've attained this, and it's a very good feeling, and it's worthwhile to live in it all the time. I have some little experience in it, but not much. Still, it's very worth, very much worth the effort.
Yep, example. We set an example that I want this more than anything and I'm willing to do anything for it. Envy, lust, and to talk about it. You just have to live it out. to show everyone, including myself, that this is the most important thing we have. Only the example, only this envy.
You need to give the friends the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the quality of bestowal. And a little help from above doesn't hurt either.
On one end, on his microphone was cut. When you come to the lesson for the friends, to give to the friends importance of the goal and greatness of the goal, and when each one comes not for himself but to strengthen the friends, Yoni.
Good morning, friends. It's Friday. The day of fellowship of the society. We're all here in a workshop together. Each one expressed himself, contributed to the center of the ten. And now we continue to a common prayer written by 25 friends, 25 hearts throughout the week who pulled it out of themselves. So let's enter this moment of preparation, prayer before the lesson. Dor will read it for us, and let's enter our center, the heart of the world, Kli, and enter our special holy lesson together. Dor, please.
Give us the prayer not to forget that you are revealed in the prayer between us, in which we continue to bestow upon others above reason, despite the foul corruption, visions of corruptions. Let us see the greatness of the friends within reason, to be rewarded with rising above the ego, to bestow upon you, and there is no limit to that. Correct our intention so we can help each other by setting an example of bestowal and by yearning for you all day long. Let's go into the lesson as one man with one heart, with one intention, to have between us a connection that will be a conduit to all of humanity, to unite the soul and do all of our work with joy. We thank you for the privilege that we have in the lesson to do this. Amen. Coming closer. Amen. May it be so.
Yes, friends, we've just heard the Abash, the recording of Abash. We heard the common prayer of the tens. So let's enter now a silent, quiet workshop. With what demand from the Creator do we enter the lesson? With what demand from the Creator do we enter the lesson? Please, friends. We will pray for our sick friends. We'll think about all our friends who are sick, that they will be healthy, and that the world will advance to the end of correction in a good way. Let's all ask for this and wish it for Harut and Gidon from Israel, Ruben from the USA, Horacio and Rodriguez from Mexico, Ramos from Honduras, Sergei from Germany, Andrei, Maxim, Valera, and Vitali from Russia.